Hello, CFI sweetheart. Welcome to episode 34 of the Coming For You podcast, aka CFI official podcast. It's me, your host, Maximiliana. Today, I am so delighted because I am hosting a conversation with my friend who actually is a childhood friend. We met in primary school, so she's also my primary school friend. She's living in England right now in the UK, and I'm also in Ireland. So now that we are in abroad, I just thought we can have a conversation and, to discuss about those old memories of primary school and stuff like that. How are you, my dear friend?
Hi, Maximiliana. I'm good. I'm good. And you?
I'm fine, thank you so much. I'm very happy that you accepted my invitation today to join me for this conversation. How have you been?
Great, great. Just fighting the British cold weather and all the changes, but I'm doing great. Yeah.
Okay, so you can now introduce yourself so that at least people can know your name and maybe what you do.
Okay. So my name is Anna Fraterni. First time we met, it was many years ago in a primary school in Kilimanjaro, Tanzania. I live in the United Kingdom in England. It's been just life journey that have brought me this side. I'm a mother of two girls, and a student at the moment. And yeah, so that's me.
Thank you so much for that beautiful introduction. You just lighten up my heart when you said you are a mother of two. They are the most beautiful children I have ever met in my entire life.
Oh, thank you, Maximiliana. They adore you. They adore Auntie Maximiliana a lot.
Yeah, they are so beautiful. I love the fact that they love people. They're not scared. They're just like very engaging, and so they're beautiful. So today I want us to just be ourselves because we are childhood friends, so we can just talk about a lot of things. But in particular, I want us to talk about our memories, when we were in primary school, Maha Primary School. What do you remember most in primary school?
I think I have a couple of memories. But I will say, I guess because of just years passing by, sometimes it's so easy to forget or to feel like that was then and this is now. But I will say the most important thing that I can remember about being in Maha Primary School was just a sense of community coming from African background. I believe even listeners out there, our culture usually have such a big sense of community. So, for example, going to school and just meeting parents from different villages, because I used to live in another almost village, and then our school was in the other side. So just going to school, meet everybody, and just we know everybody, and then that I think was really such a great thing. That's something that I've always remembered, how we used to be close. We used to, so I can say, yeah, just that great sense of community. That's one thing that I can say that I remember most.
Wow, fantastic. I think I also remember the prayer times. Do you remember when we used to pray at 3 o'clock during the Rosary month?
Yes,
We could just sit
yes.
somewhere in the
Yeah.
ground, in the playing ground. So we would
Yeah.
sit there, and then one teacher, a teacher in jute, will be leading us to pray. I thought that was so beautiful. And sometimes I remember it a lot. I thought that was so powerful. When I come to think about it, I was like, oh, I was so innocent. Like, we were very innocent and we were very serious about it. And it was also meaningful. And I'm glad that at least I had an opportunity to be part of the people who are very committed in terms of those prayer gatherings. And I also remember one thing that's so funny, actually. I mean, almost half of my class was my cousin. It's either my cousin or just my relative, because and there is where it was very important for us to use our clan name. Here they call it surname. It was so important
Surname.
for it to be the middle name,
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it can't be your surname, because if you use it, it means the entire school is gonna be called the same surname. So that's what I recall for sure. Like, when you just stand on your left, there's your cousin. On your right, there's your cousin. At the back side of your class, there's your cousin. So coming to remember about it, it's just like very funny.
Oh, that's good. So I will say, I will add a little bit as well, with prayers and be committed. I think because again, different regions, I don't know in other countries, but in Tanzania, how different regions will have almost a set of religion that we believe in. And for us in our region, Kilimanjaro, especially like Rombo, because our school was in Rombo, there was just that sense of religion-wise, it was Christianity, but also denomination-wise, it was Catholicism. So there was that level of similarities and just all. And then, although of course there were not that many from other denomination or anything, but they were given that opportunity if ever they arose. So were many of us from the same denomination, same religion background, but opportunities were given to others. And I remember us, for example, Catholic, we had groups. I think Legion Mary here, and for boys they had their own, like just different groups. And I think as children, it really is important to have to just instill those kind of values and morals that comes from religion. So that was really nice. That was really great to see.
Yeah, I quite agree. Yeah, wow. I was wondering now, coming from that kind of, we forgot to mention that our primary school was a government school, so it was not a private school, because a lot of people will associate, the prayer time with private schools, especially the ones that are religious schools, like something like. But we were not. We were just an ordinary government school, but those were just the practice that were there somehow. I think I will have to ask then if the practice is still there. So coming from that kind of background, what are your hobbies now, Anna? Do you maintain like praying times? What are your hobbies now that you are a mother? Like, what's your life like?
So I will say a couple of things I've been able to hold on to. Or looking back, I've been able to appreciate more. I think that's why when you asked me to do this broadcast, I think I mentioned to you, I'm so honored to do this. It's such a privilege, because again, it's so easy to forget, or sometimes to feel like, oh, it was you used the word. You could see, I think, a smile when you used the word "good old days," because they were so. Yes, there were many challenges, but sometimes we feel like, oh, life was hard, and it is true. There are again a couple of challenges. That we encountered through that season. But really, that moment, I learned to be punctual. You did mention how it was a government primary school. So cleaning, I don't know, maybe for private, if especially now, if they have systems of maybe caretakers to clean their classrooms. Or but for us, we had to clean the classroom by ourselves. We had a rota. So those are the kind of things I think that I've held up to today. Things like punctuality. We had to have a roll call every single morning. You had to reach at school at a certain time, leave at a certain time.
Course.
They would have roll call in the morning and roll call in the evening, so that if in the middle there people disappeared, then you get to do some task, extra task or something. So I think I've been able, I used to love running at that moment. We live in a sloppy just kind of
Yeah.
environment, so I used to love running. I was so fit. I can say that I've let it slide, but as we've spoken a couple of times, Maximiliana, soon I will be going back to just physical fitness. And I know it looks different for everybody, but I will really say things like punctuality again, I took from that, and then physical fitness. And we're doing exercise without even knowing, because again, for example, we had heels, and so we will go, if you are late, as I mentioned earlier, because we had to be at school at a certain time, we had to always run and have to make sure that we were there in good time. Last year as well, I was back home and I passed by Maha Primary School, and going there, I'm looking like, well, which is different from you, because you did share your experience, and I remember mentioning to you how I'm not fit. I'm not fit anymore. I
I
was
think you
way, way too
are.
tired. Yeah, I look back and think, oh wow, how did this happen? So I think, yeah, definitely from that, physically, I was really, really physical fit, discipline, and I was able to be punctual. Very independent from a very young age. We used to do a lot of things at school. Yeah, so I would say that's, I've held some reading as well. I remember just loving reading a lot, reading books. And I was able even to teach myself to read at a very young age. So when I came to school, it was just that habit of reading. So that was great as well.
And I see you transferred that to your kids as well, because when I came there, They were just reading me books. They were like, "Oh, Auntie Max, we want to read you this. Do you know this book?" I was like, "Oh, read for me, please." They were just like reading, and they're really quick. So you did very well. You're fantastic. And I remember you were very smart as well in school.
It's
You are
becoming
ranking
first.
number one in mostly all every December. You are ranking number one. Are you like that in life?
Good question. I think I will say yes and no, in a way that there are again growing now, being almost a more mature age-wise, definitely compared to those from the time we finished primary school. Now is wow, just many, many years ago. So I will say I've come to realize we have different strengths as individuals, as human beings. We have different strengths and different weaknesses. At that moment, I might have not known them, although I would say I had some advantages in some areas, and I was able to excel in other areas. But also, I had some subjects, for example, which I was not very good at. Maybe those subjects that I was very good at, then they balanced. But yeah, I'm trying to acknowledge my strength and my weaknesses, and then work just really to balance that up, knowing that I can't be good at everything, but also I'm not bad at everything either, and that others also. So it has brought me this sense of really acknowledging every individual. It doesn't matter how many things they're struggling with, but there is something that they're good at. There is something that they will be better than another individual, and that has really come later on in life after being matured in life,
I
circumstances,
know.
and yeah.
When you were speaking about hobbies, I'm not sure I had a particular hobby growing up, but now for sure I know I love running. I used to play ready all the time. Like, even when a teacher is in class, I'm just like, I hope she finishes soon because I just want to go outside to play.
So it's called catch. It's almost like there are many categories of the game catch, but that is one of those that you throw a ball, so it's catch.
That was my favorite. All the time I want to be doing that. Oh my God.
And I believe, Maximiliana, you've said maybe as you're seeing it, maybe you may not connect, and I might be wrong, but that game involved a lot of running already. So maybe even you today, running it, you have just changed it into another, because now you're doing it almost by yourself, or sometimes when you find something we can run with. But maybe the very similar skills and that in you you have transferred it today from that game of catch ready.
Yeah, I think you're right. Speaking of those kind of games that we used to play as well, this can bring back some shared memories of who we were like friends with and stuff. Like, do you remember all your friends, like your besties, primary school? Of course, apart from us.
So I didn't have that many close friends. So and I think again, in my observation, and I might be wrong, I've come to realize different now than when we were young. But sometimes we will be close to different people because of different reasons. Because I remember, for example, I used to be close to some of pupils in our class just because we were neighbors, but we were not
Of
really
course.
bested just because of that. Then I was close with them, and then be because of church or because of different kind of things, but I will say I had a few, very few close friends. At that moment, I didn't know how actually I was very good at making friends, but also I was very afraid, feeling like no, I will always wait for somebody either to come to me. But now I've come to realize actually I'm almost a chatterbox. I just, when I start talking, I don't stop. But I think, yeah, so I had a couple of friends, but I will say I do remember every individual whom I was close, and reasons for that, growing, now that I'm grown, why was I close to this friend? Why was I close to this friend? And sadly, actually, as you know, Maximilian, one of my very, very close friend, best friend, did pass away not too long ago.
Of
So
course, may God rest her soul in peace.
Amen.
It was painful. It was painful. So for me, like, my biggest reason is like, if it's easier for us to play together, like if we get along and we play together, like the catchy game that we're talking about, I think it's easier for them to become my friends. And number two, that was the biggest reason, if we are sharing things. Do you know, in primary school, when you have something to eat, you have something to eat, like the mandazi, the biscuits, the like if if you are sharing that with the people, it means those people become your friends automatically. And I'm telling you, we should not ignore that fact, because that was, in fact, that was the biggest reason why people were friends. And if it happens that you don't give things to the other side of which they were considering you friends, it means you are no longer friends. They would even ask you, oh, you were eating biscuits and you didn't share with me, so we are no longer friends. I mean, we can't be friends. How can you be my friend? You didn't share me the biscuits, really.
I remember when something there makes me. I remember when we used to go to the forest. We had a couple of days, I think per month, where we used to go. I actually had forgotten about that. We would go to the forest to fetch wood, firewood, so that it can be used by the cook to cook our food. So on that day, because it's a very almost free, is a very toned down day. Uniform, wear our home clothes, and then definitely we bring fruits and bring biscuits and bring depending on social class statuses and
Of
all that,
course.
different things and popcorn and maize. Remember
Of
fried maize?
course. Of
Yes. So
course, yeah.
so that was good, and definitely friends meant sharing everything during break time. If somebody has something, we'll share together. If somebody's going to buy something, then they will have to share, no matter how small it is, then to really show that you're a
Of
friend with.
course. And sharing secrets and gossips and like stories and just like we some stories that you wouldn't share with anybody else. That kind of a thing. We can discuss now about our favorite or least favorite teacher and subjects as well, and classes as well.
So for me, I will go with a subject. With subject, I can say my favorite subject was English. I've always loved English. I don't know why. It was just one of those subjects, and I did really great. I think I really did good in English. And also anything, again, now that I'm at this age, I've come to realize science is not necessarily my strength, although I didn't struggle that much, especially in elementary school. But science is not necessarily the subject that I'm very strong at. So subjects like history and geography and Swahili and English, I was very good at that. And even geography was really just parts of it, because things like drawing, I'm not artistic at all. One of my girls, she's really, really good. And here I am wondering, where did she get that from? I know one of my brother is very, very good, but for me, no, I'm not. So I think anything that involved number, drawing, those, just anything almost technical, no. I used to almost struggle. It wasn't too bad, but I didn't really find that I had strength in that. So I would say, yes, definitely English, history there, I did great. I was okay. And going to teachers, I will really say, although just as friends, although there were teachers whom I related very close, I was very close with them. But again, it was because of different purposes. Because I remember maybe a teacher who was there for me because of a certain reason, then I would be close to them. A teacher who was maybe did help me in a certain way, then I would be close to them. But I think I had a good relationship with every teacher, although punishment-wise, up to today, is not something that I really like. So each time I will get a special the
The
rods
stick.
using those kind of punishments. I've always been almost afraid in a way. If you remember, there was a time, I remember what happened exactly, but I just remember the outcome of it, that I was called. I think we had assembly. We usually used to have assembly in the morning, and before the verdict was even reach or
You started
punishment was
crying.
said, I said, oh, you remember that was
I
me.
remember it very well. I was like, wow, she's not even beaten. Why is she crying?
Yes, because from a very young age, like I don't know why, I've always just, that's why I used to try extra, which sometimes is healthiest, but sometimes it's not healthy. Looking back, sometimes it's not a very healthy, whereby you almost stop being a child just because you want to please, you want to always be in the good terms per se. So I will say, yeah, but teachers was, I believe I had a, I think I had a good relationship with the teachers, different teachers, related differently because of different reasons. But yeah.
Yeah, all right. Seems like you had a very good experience, because for me, I don't think I was good in any subjects. So I don't think I would have a favorite subject. I was an average student, I can assure you that. In primary school, I was very average, and I was just like going with the flow with every subject and how it comes, you know what I mean? So, but maybe Swahili was good just because that was the national language and we use it. So, and we were using it as a language of teaching back in primary school. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that would be my favorite subject. But I know for certain that I hated mathematics, or rather, I should say I didn't understand it at all. And that is a problem I have until now. I struggled with mathematics the entire time up until now. Like, I'm just not good with it. I don't know why. You know, I even worry how I will teach my kids, you know, mathematics. Maybe I'll have to find a tutor for them, you know. So, but in terms of favorite teachers as well, I think I used to love English teacher. Do you remember Teacher Ngowi? And I think he's retired now. Teacher Ngowi, I thought he was very passionate teacher, and he was not bully somehow. But I know for a fact that I used to really find some other teachers very problematic. I can say they abused me and my siblings and my sisters. I mean, that woman used to hate us a lot. You know, I wish
Oh,
one day I would
sorry.
be courageous to talk about the trauma that we went through in primary school when we were schooling in that school with, you know, it was traumatic. I'm trying to
Sorry.
heal from things that I went through from that teacher to death. Can you imagine that? It
I'm
was a little
sorry,
bit problematic. Yeah, thanks. Those are the challenges as well, because of course we're discussing about old good memories. They come with their own challenges as well. What were the challenges for your side during that time in primary school?
I think some of them I've already mentioned. Things like, although we were very young, but economic status or social classes did show up very, very big. I remember really almost knowing, you know, when you enter in class or school in general, and you will know which pupils have come from very affluent background, which ones are coming from middle background, social wise and economic wise, and then which one are coming from low socioeconomic background. So I think out of that, it was hard for a child. So, you know, when we're children, we just want to enjoy life. We want to have good stuff too. We want to be able to buy mandazi. When you know those ladies who used to come to our school to sell some snacks, we wanted to be able to do that. But sometimes you feel that, and then other things as well is almost just because we come from different families with different challenges. Those can also impact our ability to connect, form health relationships, form friendship easily, or sometimes be influenced in a wrong way. So I can say those are the challenges that I saw. And other as well, definitely subject wise, although we've spoken how we are sometimes we have strength in different things and weakness in different things, but I believe economic again status do play, because sometimes, for example, you see some pupils when they used to, you know, during break times, maybe the mid of the year or the end of the year, they will go to Dar es Salaam, they will go to all these big cities, they will have tutors, go to tuition, then they will come with a lot of knowledges, but not every child was able to.
Of
So I can say,
course.
yeah, it was very vivid to see. It was as young children again, or as a young girl at that moment, there were those challenges. And then, although most of those did bring a lot of just created resilience in me, yeah, they did also impact in different areas, and just friendships as well. I think we spoke about how friendship was very important to us, knowing who are your friends. And this friendship was really, we were able to identify them by what we share and what we do, but also because of the point that I've mentioned earlier on about socioeconomic background or statuses, it was very easy to actually almost, I wouldn't say bullied, but it was so easy to see how much, so marginalization was happening as well, where this group here, the cool girls or the cool group, and then there are these ones here who are almost the weird ones, and they
Of
so
course.
there was a lot of that, which I think is common in many many areas, but yeah, I would say those kind of impacts
Of
I did
course,
see.
yeah. Oh, yeah, I can relate, you know, to the socioeconomic status that we were talking about. The biggest challenge for me, I think, was those kind of extracurricular activities that were a little bit problematic back in the days. I don't know why we were sent to the forest. to seek woods. And then after that, we would just take the wood to one of the teacher's house. I don't know. I think I would go against that like my entire life. I don't think that was correct to be done. So I mean, maybe that's because now I understand things and stuff, but I think it should be banned. That should not be happening. Like being involved in agriculture activities. I thought that was beautiful. Nowadays, even now that I'm a grown up, I think I can even use the knowledge to do something on my garden, make it more useful to our lives there in Kilimanjaro, Rombo in particular. We do subsistence farming, which is beautiful. So we use the knowledge from school at home and vice versa. So that was beautiful. But involved in some activities to go and seek firewood in the far farthest in deep in the forest, sending kids. Oh my God. Thinking about it now, it doesn't sit well with me. I think that is my biggest challenge for sure.
And I think, as you've said, a very big point there, Maximilian, that now we are aware of many, many things that we didn't know then. At that moment, I think community was because we came, I think we mentioned at the very beginning of the podcast, community was were very community oriented. So many things that were done is almost because they were done for many, many years. It looks like people just thought, yeah, it's normal to do this. But no one really stood and almost challenged, or nobody stood and asked, for example, now we know things to do with human rights. For you, Maximilian, I know you're such an activist of human rights. I myself, the course that I'm studying now, it's really has opened my eyes to see many, many things differently. Things to do with the rights of the child as well, even UN Convention of the Right of the Child, children
Awesome.
rights. So there are many things that we did not know. But as I say, looking here today, I mean, maybe we're off topic, but even going back home this last year again, you many, many things that I saw, even a child walking maybe at a very young age, 5, and there was just something cringing in me, although I grew up in that. But after coming out of that and after having this knowledge that we have today, there is a way that we've seen it as, oh, maybe something will change. And the hope is that things have changed, because I believe it's not just us. Many people have really started to know many things that can make changes in our communities.
Yeah, I'm glad you say that. Yeah, we've changed a lot and we hope that the community has changed. And it's our responsibility to also, try and go back to our communities. And we don't necessarily have to bring back money. We can bring back our knowledges, our experiences, our shared love, and that sense of community is still there. I agree. But we have to use that sense of community in a positive way. It might be difficult to change because some of them will tell you, oh, it's our culture. So now that you went to Europe for 2 weeks, you are coming to try and change everything. You know what I mean? So, but we shall survive. We shall survive.
And I think with that is, as many would say, yes, they've done that for so long, just but then acknowledge that just because something have been done for so long, it doesn't mean that it's right, or it doesn't mean it's beneficial to the community or to the people around that particular community. So it's just knowing that, yes, we do know, yes, and we appreciate and we respect all those practices and all those things that, but we also know that there are better ways of living, there are better ways of life.
Yeah, I quite agree. All I can say is that we are survivors, we are conquerors, we have come from far away. I am so proud and I mean every word that is coming out of my mouth right now. Because, like, when you come to think of it, even some have died. If I have to put matters into perspective, meaning some we went to school together, some have already lost their lives, some in labor, some in, life circumstances, some like diseases and, but having this conversation at this particular time where we are in terms of life, I mean, we are blessed at least for the gift of life. That's all I can say. I don't want this conversation to even go further than this. So thank you so much, Anna, for accepting my invitation to, join me today. I really, really appreciate your time and efforts and everything that you told us today. So, CFI sweethearts, you can find us on all our social media platforms, and also you can subscribe on our YouTube channel, and you can just go and search CFI Official Podcast, and yeah, you will find us there. And you can listen and share this podcast with your friends. I recommend that you share this with your primary school bestie too, so that you can, you know, remind yourself with old good memories, and you can start a conversation from there as well. Bye bye.
Bye.